Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today. Good Sunday and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Super Bowl 55 style NFL Rewind. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes did not live up to the hype that I was hoping it would, but you know what? At the end of the day, history was made. Tom Brady gets 7 rings, something that nobody, not any individual, not any organization, franchise can say, but one dude in the world can. And quite frankly, maybe he's in his own world. Yeah, he is. He's in his own world. Tom Brady, 7 freaking championship rings. 5 Super Bowl MVPs, 2 after the age of 40. Are you kidding me? This guy just won't quit. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, special co-host tonight, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, buddy. How are you, pal?
Well, you know, for us, it's good evening or, you know, kind of good night kind of thing. But you are exactly right with Super Bowl 55. Did not live up to the hype. And Tom, well, you know what? Tom Brady lived up to the hype tonight and he showed why he's the GOAT.
Yeah, guy was fantastic, man. Only had to throw the ball 29 times, for him, but Patrick Mahomes, he had to throw it 49 times and, pretty much spent the whole night running for dear life. If you ask me, Tampa Bay had one hell of a game plan against Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, this high-powered offense. Well, wasn't so high-powered at the end of the day when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got through with them. We're going to break it down. We're going to dissect it. We're going to go all about all the different happenings of this game. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America. It's NFL Rewind Super Bowl 55 style on Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you like I always do, but I brought my friend with me this time, people. Mike Wilson, the tag team partner in crime with me on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza, hanging out with me late night doing some overtime work because we're both so jacked up about Super Bowl 55, not because it was such a great game, but because history was made. I mean, at least in my perspective, I don't know if you thought this was a tremendous game or not. I have people telling me left and right on social media, like, listen, man, this was a great game. And quite frankly, Mike, I don't think it was a great game. I think it was a great game plan by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and very little resistance and or ability to change things on the other side of the ball by the Kansas City Chiefs. Brother, I've said this to you so many times, but this is like one of the times it really played out in my mind, at least as to how I like to think about sports and how I relate them to life in general. Look, man, we saw real-life problem-solving happening over a span of a 60-minute game. And unfortunately, I didn't see many adjustments being made throughout the game by the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't exactly know what was necessarily going on with them throughout. But again, not trying to take anything away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who had one of the most impressive game plans that I've ever seen against a Kansas City Chief-led team by Patrick Mahomes, who had the worst game of his career. Statistically, I think it was maybe the second worst. But at the end of the day, in the biggest moment, they did not show up, Mike. And kudos to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for playing one hell of a football game.
Yeah, you got to give all the credit to Tampa Bay and Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich and, you know, all the coaches there. I mean, they came up with a game plan defensively that just gave Kansas City fits. They didn't blitz all that much, but it seemed like they were because they were, you know, Mahomes was running for his life People were talking about, two starting tackles were out. And evidently that played a huge part in the game. I don't remember the last time I've seen Mahomes on the run under duress, backpedaling 20, 25 yards just to try and get away from JPP and the rest and Vita Vede. That Tampa Bay defensive line, it was just a masterful game plan on both sides of the ball for Tampa Bay. And like you said, with Kansas City, you had to shake your head a little bit and go, I don't remember them playing this bad for a whole game in like 2 years, two and a half years, whatever it's been since they've kind of been relevant. So it was one of those deals where I just sat there and just kind of shook my head at Kansas City and just, they weren't ready to play. And when you saw the defense, Andy, for Kansas City kind of look around and starting to get tired and starting to get beat up, and they kind of look around at the offense kind of like, usually Patrick is going to figure this out. And when the defensive guys, to me, just seemed like our offense isn't going to figure this out, then you could see some worry and some concern kind of build into the way they were playing. Because then, look, you saw Brady just start chewing clock in the fourth quarter. He was taking 30, 35 seconds off that clock every single time and just bleeding the clock, and there's nothing Kansas City could have done to make it a game.
Look, it was a masterful performance, like you said, all around from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I don't want to take any credit away from them because they deserve all the credit, all the praise, and obviously Tom Brady deserves another ring, another MVP. And again, the guy is on his own island. The guy is in his own world. The guy is in his own league. At this point, to me, I've been saying it for a while. He is the GOAT. We all know that. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid blew an opportunity to put him and themselves in a completely different conversation. So I guess I am shocked and surprised at how Andy Reid, quite frankly, if you ask me, and I know that there's probably a few Packer fans and people along the way that are listening to the program right now, but I'm going to take you back, man. And this reminded me of an Andy Reid-like performance when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles where, like, they just couldn't get it done. And he just looked bewildered out there, bro. They looked confused all night long. I don't know if they made any changes, to be honest with you. I just, like you said, backpedaling by Patrick for most of the game. Again, 49 times this guy dropped back. He only completed 26 passes, man. So the other times that he didn't, you can bet he was under duress and he was running and trying to scramble and try to keep himself off the ground. And that's the other thing. They were beating him around like a pinball, bro. He was taking a beating, and you can say what you want about the rest of the guys, but Patrick Mahomes fought his tail off. And you know what? Quite frankly, Todd Bowles and that Tampa Bay defense just had his number, and Tyreek Hill, who is usually so great, he wasn't great. Travis Kelce, it looks okay, 10 catches for 133 yards, but I don't know how meaningful any of those catches or any of those yards were. So, again, I think that that's also something, Mike. I can't remember a time in which the yards were so insignificant and they just could not find themselves. And could you have ever imagined me saying to you that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't throw an interception and that he would throw two interceptions? I'm sorry, but this is just continuing that weird spiral from 2020, brother. This was tremendous performance by Tampa Bay, but also just a very bewildering performance from the Kansas City Chiefs on the other side.
Yeah, no, it was a very confusing, bewildered look that Kansas City had the whole game. I think they just figured, the offense, like I was saying a few minutes ago, that the offense would figure this out and they'd get on the board and they'd be scoring some touchdowns, and it would be a better game than it was. And Tampa Bay was not going to allow that to happen. I mean, you and I both have talked on this show and, you know, our local show that those linebackers, White for Tampa Bay, those guys got speed. They fill gaps. They read and they react and they get down. They're north-south kind of linebackers, and they got a mean streak in them. And, you know, this game, a lot of times this game was kind of chippy, which I don't mind. I like that kind of stuff. I like the emotion. As long as you don't go over that kind of perceived line and kind of keep it in check. But, you know, it got a little chippy. And I thought Tyrann Mathieu was, like, he lost his cool. He was chirping all night, and he had nothing to chirp about because he was getting burned. He was getting out of position. And when he, you know, he was talking smack to Brady, and Brady wasn't going to have it. Brady's like, look at the scoreboard, bro. It's right there. We're up. I don't know what you're chirping about, but, you know, it's time for you to shut up because we're taking it to you. So the whole Kansas City kind of body language the whole night was it was something that we hadn't seen, like we've been saying. And I wonder how this is going to affect them in the offseason. I think this is going to sting for the Kansas City players for a while. Like, this is going to be something that they're going to have to learn from and come back next year with even better focus. But, Andy, once again, it shows just how tough it is to repeat as champions in the NFL. You know, I don't think we've had a repeat champion since like 02 or 03, something like that. So, I mean, just to get back there is tough enough, but to repeat it just a step further.
I agree, man. Just, again, just a tough performance for Patrick Mahomes, who was running for dear life most of the game. And Tom Brady, once again, just, I don't know if he had to clean his suit off the whole night or anything. I don't know if he was even sweating at any point. So, really, just a tremendous performance. The dude's amazing. Patrick, he didn't say the door's open yet, man. He kept it closed, and he let us know right away he's coming back again. So, we got to take a break. I know it. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, doing a little overtime with the Dorf Man. It is the NFL Rewind, Super Bowl 55 style, here on Sports Overnight America.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290.
800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf hanging out with you like I always do here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Super Bowl 55 style, but I brought my buddy and good friend along with me tonight, this morning or this afternoon, whatever it may be for you, Mike Wilson, who you can always check out with me on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. And Mike, usually we're talking about offense and great numbers and things along those lines. And I guess if you're a defensive guy, that's what you'd want to be talking about in that sense for this particular Super Bowl. And once again, you know, a lot was talked about with both of these defensive coordinators, Spagnuolo on one side and then obviously Todd Bowles on the other side. And I just, again, I'm shocked at the inability on the Kansas City Chiefs side to adjust during the football game. And on the other hand, I'm shocked that it just didn't seem to me like Tampa Bay had to stop doing what they were doing because Kansas City figured them out at any moment in time during that football game. And again, the amount of pressure that they were able to apply on Patrick was absolutely remarkable. It was something that we saw the Buccaneers do in a previous matchup a couple weeks ago against Aaron Rodgers. They did it again a week before that against the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees. I mean, and when you think about the run for Brady and the quarterbacks that he beat and the defenses that he had to go through or what we thought that he was going to have to go through. So, yeah, I just think that it's an interesting conversation, and it's kind of crazy that I kind of remember saying to you on the DOS program that, like, wouldn't it be crazy if – this was a conversation that we're talking about the defenses being the story of the game. And, you know, in particular, it obviously was the story for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where they just were able to shut Patrick down. And on the other hand, Tom Brady, the dude that's seen it all, you know what? He went right through that defense as if it was, hey, I hate to knock on the great state of Wisconsin, but looked a little bit like Swiss cheese to me, brother. So, yeah, just remarkable defensive performance, and it's a little bit shocking to me that we're talking defense more than offense when we're talking about Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, as soon as I saw that they were coming out in this very too high safety on the back end for the Bucs, I started asking myself, well, okay, well, how long is Todd Bowles going to sit in this? And you get to the third quarter, I'm like, he's still sitting in it. He likes what he's seeing. I mean, look, compared to what Todd Bowles did the first time around against Kansas City, he played a lot of man-to-man, and, you know, Tyreek Hill made him pay immensely in that game. I think Tyreek had like 200 yards receiving, like in the first quarter or first half or something like that. And today Bowles was like, he's not going to get anything. and Bowles, you know, I do hope that Todd Bowles does get a second chance at a head coaching position. He sure kind of showed it tonight with his defensive scheme that he came up with. And then, you know, look, on the other side of the ball, or the other team in Kansas City, yeah, it looked like Swiss cheese, and everything Brady was doing was turning to gold. And the other part of this was he was taking some shots, the no risk it, no biscuit downfield shots. But a lot of it, Andy, to me just seemed like he was taking a lot of the underneath stuff. They'd clear out the receivers and they'd slide some guy through on a crosser, on a slant, and it just would go for huge yards. And then the other thing I found interesting was simply, look, all these guys that scored touchdowns for Tampa Bay, they've only been in Tampa Bay this season. You know, Fournette, Gronk, Brady, AB. They're not longtime Bucks. They were kind of like the hired help, the hired gun.
Yeah.
And they kind of showed why they were the hired guns.
No, like, great call, man. I mean, Gronk with the two touchdowns in the first half, you know, going to his buddy, and then he finds AB like you're talking about, and then, you know, Leonard Fournette rips off a 20-some-odd yard run to get in the end zone. Yeah, man, it was like all these moves that they made, they absolutely paid major dividends in Super Bowl 55. And, you know, I, in all honesty, I think the most shocking of all of them, at least to me, is Gronk, because he didn't have like the greatest season. But you know what? In a big game like this, Tom Brady knows where his bread is buttered, and he knows the guy that he's gone to war with so many times in this big game. And Gronk was there for him, bro. It's just kind of cool in that sense to see that kind of thing. But look. Where do you put this in the terms of how good Tom Brady is, and like just can you try to put it in some kind of perspective and like give people your thought of how great this guy is? And again, anybody that hates this guy, and you know, it's almost like I was watching the game with my dad, and he's like, I hate this Tom Brady guy, I just want him to lose. And I'm like, you know, I'm right there with you, but I'm like, Dad, I also just flat out respect and just appreciate this dude's greatness, because we're absolutely never, and I mean it after what I saw in Super Bowl 55, we're never going to see a guy like this again, Mike. He is one of a kind. He has more freaking rings as an individual than any organization and anybody in any sport. He is, in my humble opinion, the greatest athlete right now at this moment in time. You could make an argument that this guy is the greatest athlete of all time.
No, yeah, I mean, certainly you could make any one of those arguments when it comes to Brady. It's one of those things for me with Brady. Yeah, I'm like your dad. It's like, you know, you just want to see this guy lose. He's won so much and had so much success. But at the same time, you got to respect what he's done. And a lot of those, look, some of those teams in New England that he won rings with weren't the most talented teams, but what did they all have in common? They had Tom Brady under center, who, I swear to God, Andy, he is ice in the veins. The bigger the moment, the calmer he is and the more controlled he is. And he knows exactly what he's doing, where he's going with the ball, matchups, the whole thing. And it is just one of those things that it's just a sight to behold with Tom Brady, even though, you know, I don't hate Tom Brady. I don't hate anybody. But you know, for him to have seven rings, and like we were talking earlier, and you just mentioned, he has more rings than anybody, any organization in the history of the NFL. You got to tip your cap. You got to raise a glass of whatever to Tom Brady.
Yeah, it just is remarkable, especially in the game of football. You know, I mean, you know, what Wilt was able to do in the NBA, you know, Russell, those guys, it's a little bit different, man. This is, this is just – it's hard for me to literally put it in perspective at this moment because it's just so incredible to see a guy spanning over two decades of right. just pure greatness. This is just something we don't get to see. This is rarefied air if there's ever been rarefied air. And I don't know if we'll ever find air like this ever again. And again, I truly think that this was the opportunity for Patrick Mahomes to say, you know what, I'm right here with you, and I want to put myself in a spot where I want people to put me in that conversation. And I got to say, there is no more conversation, man. This guy is the king. There is nobody else. It's Tom Brady. He's in his own world. And then we can talk about everybody else, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And I absolutely agree with you that there's Tom and then there's everybody else. I absolutely agree. That's a great statement there, Dorf.
All righty, man. I know I do hear the music. Obviously, we're going to take a break. Can always get at us on Twitter, people, by the way. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Man, oh, man, Super Bowl 55. If you're a Tom Brady fan, you're pretty happy right now, I'm sure. 31-9, by the way. We haven't even said the score. Tampa wins 31-9, in case you didn't know. We got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson, hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, Super Bowl 55 style NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Down!
That's right. Tom Brady does it again, people. Not for the Patriots. Does it for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Guy, it doesn't matter whether he's in the AFC or the NFC, man. This dude is just that freaking good, people. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind Super Bowl 55 style NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza, Mike Wilson. And Mike, let's kind of go through the game a little bit, brother. Tampa Bay wins 31-9. That's three field goals by the Kansas City Chiefs. That would be four touchdowns and a field goal from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And again, an impressive performance from Tom Brady, 21 of 29, 201 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, basically a perfect game if you could probably put it on any blueprint for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Patrick Mahomes, 26 of 49, 270 yards, zero touchdowns, two interceptions. Three sacks on the day, a rough go at it. So that was a little bit of a factor there. Hey, rushing the ball, you know, I talked to you a little bit about this before, obviously on the local show, and then we've talked about it throughout, man. I said if somebody could establish a running game, I think that that would be a major difference in the game. And that was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who ran for almost 150 yards, Mike, 145 to be honest with you. Leonard Fournette, that guy had a good the 27-yard run for the touchdown. That was just like icing on the cake for that guy. 89 yards for him. Ronald Jones, he had a solid performance too, 61 yards for him. So right there, boom, there's a lot of yards from those guys. The point, those guys actually rush for 150. They lose a couple of yards with Tom Brady and Scotty Miller, so their actually rushing attack did give them 150 yards. On the other side, Kansas City did run for a little bit over 100 yards, but I do think that in this case, there were a lot more meaningless yardage being gained on this front. Receiving, look, Tom was spreading it around, man. Like Gronk got in it, Fournette got in it, Evans got in it, Brake got in it, Antonio Brown got in it, Godwin got in it. So he just had a bunch of different weapons that he was throwing the ball to. Not a bunch of yardage, just very important yards, if you will. And again, on the other side, Travis Kelce got the 100-plus yards and he got the 10-plus receptions, but I don't think they meant very much. Tyreek Hill, 7 catches for 73. And quite frankly, I can't remember one of them. So what I'm trying to say is they weren't important yards. They weren't important catches because this team just couldn't put it together throughout the game, Mike. So those are some of the numbers, my friend. Does anything stick out to you?
No, well, I mean, the Tampa Bay rushing certainly does. You got two guys that are running, you know, running all over the field for 150 yards. So, you know, kudos to Jones and Fournette. I mean, Fournette was running angry. Like he was, his legs were up. He's moving. He's trucking people. He's stiff arming people. He was running angry, and it was good to see out of him. Cause when Fournette gets going, man, he's another version of like a beast mode kind of running back, cause he runs so angry. But, you know, here's the other thing, Andy, and I've been wanting to ask you this for a few minutes, because this is all over social media and all that kind of stuff. The hate for Brady, and then with the refereeing, like there's all these arguments, the refs were in it for Brady and all this, and you see the memes and all that kind of stuff. What did you think of the refereeing? I didn't think it was all that bad. Did I think there was a couple of calls that maybe they should have just said, hey, play on kind of thing? Yeah. But I didn't think, you know, the refs were calling stuff that wasn't there. I mean, you see the replays, you're like, yeah,
sure,
that's a hold. Yeah, that's pass interference, you know. So
sure.
I'm not really understanding where all this anger about the refs is coming from.
Look, I'm with you, man. At the end of the day, I think that before every game, they say to the officials, look, don't be the reason why something happened in this game. And, you know, that there were a couple iffy calls, but I think that happens in every game. So right. At the end of the day, I, again, man, Tampa just played better. And I think you mentioned something about Fournette and the way that he was running with a certain type of demeanor and a certain type of focus. And I'm going to take it a step further, man. Tampa just out-physicaled the Kansas City Chiefs all throughout that game, man. They were just the more hungry team. They were the more physical team. They were the smarter team. They didn't mentally beat themselves up like the Kansas City Chiefs did. A lot of mental mistakes, a lot of penalties. The offense obviously never got going. Tampa was just in control of this football game, from start to finish, Mike, to be quite honest with you. So again, just a masterpiece of a game from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers throughout. The coaching staff did a tremendous job. Players obviously did a tremendous job. And I think there's a lot of people in Arizona that in a real bittersweet way, they're happy, they're sad, they're excited, because a lot of those players and a lot of those coaches that were playing on that field or were involved in that field obviously had some sort of ties to the Arizona Cardinals at one point in time. And I wish I knew what the exact number was. But at the end of the day, man, just again, the more physical team, the more dominant team, the team that came to play, quite frankly, and they showed it. 31-9, this was a beatdown, brother. This was Tom Brady saying to Patrick Mahomes, listen, bro, I'm not ready to pass my torch. You know, I have a lot of themes, and, you know, past, present, future. Well, I'll tell you what, the past, the present, and the future, that dude ain't ready to stop. So, like I said, he already said he's coming back. And you know what? Tampa Bay's got a really solid squad, Mike. They could be right back there once again. And dude, I don't know if this guy will ever go away. I mean, when you're winning Super Bowls and you're playing in the biggest game of the year, why in the hell would you give it up? So, kudos to that guy. He's the biggest stud of all studs that I've ever thought about in my life, man. Some people are blessed. This guy's beyond blessed, Mike.
Yeah, I think we talked about how he is blessed, like, all over the place with his life and, you know, marriage and football, and, you know, just there's the 0.1% of people that he belongs with, and then there's people like you and me, you know, the other 99%. But when it's all said and done, Brady's going to be looked at as probably, as you mentioned earlier in the show, the greatest team sport player of all time. I mean, I don't know how you can't make the argument for that, because, like we've been saying, he has more Super Bowls than any organization in the history of the NFL. So, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to sit back. Like I said, you tip your cap, raise your glass, and just appreciate the greatness, whether you are a fan of Tampa Bay or a fan of New England the past 20 years. The guy deserves what he's getting, and he deserves everybody's respect. I think the people that want to make this referee argument or just don't like him, they're fans of other teams that he's beaten and he's beaten down for 20 years and all those kind of things. And I think there's a bit of jealousy that goes along with it.
It's amazing that this guy is, you know, into his 40s and just continues to put in the work, too. It just goes to show you, man, like, you put in the hard work. When this guy came out and was the 199th draft pick, you know, overall, a scrawny dude from Penn State, and just – I don't think that anybody in their wildest imagination dream – Tom included, could have ever imagined this is the way that things would have ever turned out for him. So it's a career that we're going to be talking about continuously forever. And what I love even more about it, Mike, it ain't over, bro. It's going to continue next year. And you know what? We might be having the same discussion once again. And now – you know, if Tampa puts it together, and could they be back to the Super Bowl? And then Tom Brady becomes the first to do this again and that again, and he just keeps rewriting his own history book, man. It again, real life problem solving happening in real time, bro. This is real life stuff. Real life stuff happening in the most positive way and in the sheer form of greatness. And bro, you and I appreciate it. And there are many that do, and there are many that don't. Look, it's like, you know, not everybody likes Chinese food. Not everybody likes Italian food, right? Not everybody's gonna like Tom Brady. But at the end of the day, you can appreciate a really good meal, right? So we're seeing a really good meal right now with Tom Brady. So who knows how long we're going to keep eating this food for. So I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Right. And just slight correction, he didn't come from Penn State. He came from Michigan, a scrawny kid from Michigan. But he's just one of those athletes that, you know, he's the Jordan and he's the MJ of his sport. He's the Gretzky of his sport. He's the Federer or Rafi of his sport, you know, kind of thing. And it almost bothers me that people have so much hate for an individual because of their success, because if you were to flip that success upon that individual, they would take it in a New York minute. There'd be no doubt that they wouldn't mind having the success that Tom Brady has had on the field, off the field, and everywhere in between.
Hey, and by the way, obviously I misspoke about Tom Brady at Penn State. I played for Michigan, like you said. I know that. My bad. Just the guy's got me mesmerized. He's got me thinking he's played for everybody, for crying out loud. Okay, he's just amazing. He's incredible. He makes everybody around him better. I guess that to me is the definition of an MVP and a guy that is just absolutely great. And Tom Brady, there should be a picture in the definition of him under the definition of greatness, to be honest with you. So, amazing stuff, man. 7 Super Bowl rings, 5 MVPs. He ain't done yet. That's what I'm thinking. Like, this is crazy in my head. He may not be done yet either, because he said right after the game, oh yeah, we're going to run it back. I'm coming back. Speaking of which, I hear the music. Mike and I, we'll come back one final time. We're going to do what we always do, like I always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. So keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Rewind Super Bowl 55 style Super Bowl NFL Rewind, man. I can't believe the Super Bowl season's over. It's Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here with us on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, Super Bowl 55 style NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. And by the way, the Power and the Glory CD, official music and voices of the NFL films, that's what we use all season long for NFL Rewind. So appreciate Scott for queuing up some of the best freaking highlights and some of the best sounds that you will ever hear from the NFL, man. And by the way, the Sports Overnight Weekend Recap, that is back for us next week, people. So, man oh man, Mike, NFL season has came, gone, went. It's over, brother. It's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to Bruce Arians. You know, look, the success that he's been as an offensive coordinator through his career, a head coach. You know, last year we had Andy Reid as the guy that everybody wanted to win the ring. Look, I think Bruce Arians was in the same boat tonight. His 95-year-old grandmother got to see him win a Super Bowl. Kudos to BA, man.
All right, brother. Great parting shot, man. All right, my parting shot is to all those people that always call us up with, telling us how right they are about this, that, and the other. Look, man, There's two teams playing, people. Somebody's going to be right. Somebody's going to be wrong. And look, all I can say is this. Tom Brady is freaking amazing. Dude has 7 Super Bowl rings. He's going to run out of hands soon, people. At the end of the day, man, he's going to run out of hands for all these Super Bowl rings that he has. So for Scott, for Mike, I appreciate you, brother. I'm Andy saying peace, everybody. So long. It's been the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Take care, everybody.